One of the pieces that has been performed quite frequently is the Trio Notturno. It's dedicated to Hans Keller, and André called it a study in contrast. It was commissioned by Peter Frankl. The first performance was given at André's funeral.
You might say, oh, there's a bit of Bartok, there's a bit of something, but you don't, it doesn't immediately spring to mind. What you say is, here is something deeply felt. And I think that's a great compliment to somebody today, to be able to because he didn't compose an awful lot, to have a language that is sincere.
Here was a person with phenomenal gifts in every direction, and everybody is led to hope that with such gifts and promise that things will be done with it. And unfortunately, that just didn't happen.
I don't think he wanted to be remembered. I think he wanted, and certainly not as a pianist, I mean, be amused if he was, but not more than that. I think he wanted to be remembered as a composer.
You rarely come across a person in life where you can say, well, that really is someone that's extraordinary. And André was that, extraordinary. I can come across many musicians now. There are many musicians who exist who are extraordinary as musicians, but that was an extraordinary personality. It was a larger-than-life personality, very much larger than life.
In fact, I'm very lucky because I imagine that the majority of people in the world have to do something that they are not in the least interested in, just to make a living. I make a living out of my hobby, something that if I worked at the post office, I would rush home to do at 5 o'clock every evening, you see. And I can't imagine that I would ever, if I lived to be 120, that I could ever get tired of that.